Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Vachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned Masechos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Buzecher to find Ziva Kagon Bikarav Mamish. Now the first mission of the Masechto, we learned that any carbon that was shechted shaloi lishma, it was shechted with an improper intention. For example, it's a carbon oila, and he shechted with intention that it should be a carbon shlomim. It's kosher. It's a perfectly fine carbon. It just doesn't count for the owner that brought it, and he has to bring another one. The only two that were excluded were carbon Pesach and carbon Chatos. That if they were shechted shaloi lishma, they're completely pasul. So now we're going to see a different shita. He tells us that if a different carbon was shechted with intention it should be the carbon Pesach or carbon Chatos, they're puzzled. That's obviously not like the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, because he said that any carbon that shechted shalai lishma is kosher, which means that even if a person took, for example, carbon shlomim and shechted with intention it should be the Pesach or Chatos, it's kosher. But Yosef Mechani says no, since if the Pesach or Chatos were shechted shalai lishma, they're puzzled. So too, if a different carbon was shechted shalai lishma with intention that it should be a Pesach or Chatos, it's also possible. Another opinion, Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, Shimon the brother of Azariah says, now let's just explain why we call him by this interesting name, Shimon the brother of Azariah, and that's because Shimon sat and learned all day, Azariah was the businessman, and he supported Shimon, and they had an agreement that some of the schar of Shimon's Torah was going to go to Azariah. That's why we call him Shimon Achi Azariah. He says as follows, Shchatol Hashem Gavaya Mehen, if he shechted this carbon with intention that it should be for something holier than it, more Kaddish than it, and sin is kosher, but l'shem namach mehen psulin. If he shechted with the intention that there should be something less kaddish in it, then it's pasul. Ketzad was an example of this. So kachet kachem shechat l'shem kachem kalim psulin. If he shechted something that's considered kachet kachem, the holiest of the holy, and it was with intention that should be kachem kalim, a lower level of kedusha, it's pasul. For example, he shechted a carbon oila with intention that should be a shlamim. That's kachet kachem and kachem kalim, so it's pasul. But kachem kalim shechat l'shem kachet kachem ksheirin. If he took something that's kachem kalim, for example, a shlamim, and he shechted with intention it should be kachet kachem. So it's kosher. Similarly, habachar v'maser shechatel l'shem shlamim. If you took a carbon bachar or meister behema and shechted it with intention to be shlamim, ksherin, that's kosher because they're on a lower level of kedushin than shlamim. Whereas if shlamim shechatel l'shem bachar l'shem meister psulin. If you took a shlamim and shechted it with intention to be the bachar or meister behema, then it's possible because that's a lower level of kedusha. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Remember we had learned the Mishnah Aleph, the carbon pesach shechted shaloi l'shma is possible only though if it was done bismanai on the 14th. However, if it was shechted shaloi bismanai, say on the 13th, anyway, it's not a kosher carbon Pesach, so the shaloi l'shmai does not possel it as against a regular kosher carbon. So now the mission addresses what about the following? The carbon Pesach was shechted on the morning of the 14th, shaloi l'shma. We know that the carbon Pesach has to be shechted only in the afternoon of the 14th. That's when we begin bringing all the psachim. It's only in the afternoon. It says the word bein arabayim, which means the afternoon, not in the morning. So let's say the carbon Pesach was shechted in the morning of the 14th. How do we treat that? So Rabbi Shua says it's kosher kilu nishcha b'shalei shasar as if it was shechted on the 13th. And just like as we said, if it was shechted on the 13th, it's a kosher carbon. Again, it doesn't count for the owner l'shem chayva, but it's still a kosher carbon. So too over here, it was shechted on the morning of the 14th, and you can't shecht the carbon Pesach then, so it's perfectly kosher. However, ben b'seir apaisel ben b'seir apostles kilu nishcha ben rabbayim, it's as if it was shechted in the afternoon, and that's because since part of the day is fit for shechting the carbon Pesach, we consider the whole day fit for the Pesach in as much as if he shechts a shaloi lishma, it's pasul. And we actually paskin like Ben Basera. Now just going back to the general din of shechting a carbon shaloi lishma and whether or not it's pasul or kosher. So Amr Shem Ben Azay comes along and he's another opinion and he says, I have a Kabbalah, I have a Messiah from the 72 Zakenim. They said the following, on the day that Reb Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the Nasi, any carbon which is able to be eaten, if it was shechted shalai lishma, son, it's kosher. El shalai ol bayim shum chayva, it's just that they don't count as the chayv for the owner and he has to bring another one. Chutz min ha-pesach min ha-chatos, except for karma pesach ha-chatos. And how is he different than the Tanakama of Mishnah Aleph? That's what Mishnah tells us. V'loy ha-yisuf ben azay ela ha-oyla. Ben azay only added on a carbon oyla, because a carbon oyla is the only carbon that's not eaten, it's completely burned. So that's the only thing that he assers that the Tanakama of the first Mishnah matters. V'loy ha-yidu le-chamim, but the chum didn't agree to him. We're going to stop for the day and pick up our Mishnah Dalet and Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.